They need a monthly newspaper that will explain many things to several people at one time. In regards to Samjace's statement of Maya jumping over 470 years of evolutionary development, Askit says that he has already reached 500 years of spiritual evolution beyond Earth humans, and he should recognize that fact. He is the only person on Earth that knows the truth and never strays from it or doubts it. Samjace agrees with Askit. Maya says that it is alright and he will correct his faults because he really wants to fulfill his mission. He also agrees to publish a monthly newspaper and sees the value in it. He says that he does not have the finances to do this, but he could print it himself if he had the necessary equipment. He also says that he is aware that all of his money will be gone within a few months if nothing else occurs. But, he does not know what else to do. Samjace thinks that his idea of having a printing machine is very good. It would be extraordinarily helpful and accelerate the fulfillment of his mission. If his group members would help to procure it, then it would solve the problem. She says that they cannot tell him to buy the machine since they leave all such matters to his decision. We do not come to command you, but advise you. They do not come to Maya to command him, but to teach him within certain matters and directions. They administer and cultivate matters, but leave it to him to accomplish himself. They cannot tell him the future, but tells him that, if he were to get the equipment, his life would be very hard and then slowly turn towards the better. With respect to helping him financially, they are only able to provide him with crystals and precious minerals that he can sell after offering them in his newspaper. Askit suggests a newspaper and financing. Maya says that this is clear to him, but he does not know if he can do anything. Askit tells him that, when he ends his great modesty and unselfishness in order to address life's problems, then he will be able to explain these things to his group. It is understood that this will not be easy because his group members are still dependent on materialism and do not understand why he alone can have contacts. This causes doubt in them that will be difficult to remove. Not even the photographic proof is sufficient for them, and they all want to witness their ships. So, one last demonstration will be permitted. Anyone that is not satisfied with that should no longer be involved with the group. It must be understood by all that they are highly developed forms of life that will no longer respond to the low-level desires of Earth human beings. This is not pretentious of them, but a law of creation. They may no longer move in consequence to those who are still very young, ignorant, and need self-development. In obligation to creational laws, each world cooperates with the rest of the universe so that higher intelligences can come in touch with lower developed worlds in order to transfer certain facts. These highly developed forms of life call on Earth prophets, who are always persecuted and pursued. Even today, the prophets on Earth are cursed and slandered as being deceitful, charlatans, and imaginative because people do not want to know the truth and prefer to live in false realities and materialism. Because of this, they can only communicate with an earthly human that will comply with their wishes and talk with them. Maya is the only one that satisfies their requirements. To ensure their messages are interpreted, accepted and evaluated properly, they originate from only one person. Because they will only communicate with him, they have no need or desire to have themselves become further realized. Everything may be reported now. Later, during this same contact, Tua tells Maya about other evil extraterrestrials that influence humanity on Earth. But, Maya says that Sfuth and Askit told him about such things during his childhood with strong orders to remain silent about it. He asks if he must still keep silent about it and is told that he has permission from Askit to reveal everything now. This is permitted because the time is right for him to disclose what he knows, and he is released from his obligation to remain silent. Maya prepared a lecture on Plegerans. Still later, during the 31st contact, Tua reminds Maya that Samjace has advised him several times to present his lessons to the public. He has prepared a lecture, but has not used it. They have provided him with the ability to take photographs of Samjace's ship and their travels together. But, he has not received any publicity with his lectures in fulfillment of his mission. Tua tells him that this is unacceptable and irresponsible of him. He is now in possession of a lot of photographic material which he must now use. Meier is told that it is his mission to organize everything and make it known to the interested public by giving lectures. This mission is of great importance. He undertook this mission as a prophet quite consciously and willingly, and the time has come for him to fulfill his mission. Meier tells Tua that this is easy for him to say. He explains that in regards to material issues, he is an absolute idiot and unsuited for arranging lessons himself. As a result, he has asked Hans Jacob to arrange the lessons for him, but this has not appealed to him. Hans always says that such lectures in public are not useful. Besides this, he is of the opinion that it would be harmful to their mission for him to speak negatively about other ufologists. He believes that pretty diplomatic expressions would be more effective than direct and open language. Although he is the right person to prepare everything, he will not do it. Tua says that Hans will have to recognize that by himself, he is the best suited man to initiate the lectures, and he should dedicate himself to this as this task has been allocated to him. Initially, the lectures could be arranged for increasingly wider publicity. If he will not do this work, then he must be excluded from the group and another person should be selected. It would be beneficial if other group members would perform lectures to smaller groups in order to increase the effectiveness of the whole group. If each member were to bring together a few friends, acquaintances, and family members for a small lecture, then progress would be achieved. When Meier complains that he does not have the capital to cover the expenses for such undertakings, Tua suggests that an entrance fee be charged for the lectures. It is also recommended that donations be requested rather than a fixed amount. This form of exchange enables each person to give according to the value that the talk is determined to be. Meier thinks this is a good idea and agrees that this would enable him to avoid the temptation of drawing money away from the mission, which he feels is his greatest problem. Tua says that Meier must provide for himself and his family and suggests that he remembers how each work must be worth its earnings. Then, Meier is told that he must return to Earth now with Semjace. Tua says for him to live well and become just for his mission. They will meet again at another time. Meier is told to go in peace and love and remember that they will always be with him in their thoughts and otherwise as well. Meier told to write down spiritual lessons. Semjace informs Meier that he is to write down many facts about the essential spiritual lessons after she transmits to him the remaining reports about their travels together. She says that the time has come for him to spread the spiritual lessons, which will mean a lot of work for him. Meier says that he has already accommodated himself to doing it. Meier not lecturing. Meier asks what the term telenautical means and is told that it means telepathy. He calls himself stupid and Semjace says that he is not, but that he must always learn more as development demands this of him. He agrees and is told that there is something else that he must understand. Tua, Quetzal, and Semjace have all given him notice to give public lectures, but he has still not done so, which saddens them. This is very irresponsible of him after he had promised to do so. Semjace says that she does not understand why he does not keep his promise or even seem to care about it at all. She considers this to be an act of infamy. If he does not carry out his promise in the shortest possible time, she will have to interrupt contacts until he becomes conscious again of his task. Semjace says that it has been decided that if he has not continued with his task by the end of next month, then all that has been done so far has been in vain. It appears that he has blocked his thoughts in order to deceive them. This still does not explain his lowly actions that Semjace would never have expected from him. She is very disappointed in him. Meier says that he regrets that very much and did not intend it to happen. Semjace says that this does not help them or his mission. So, he should deliberate very carefully and thoroughly. She says that he has until the end of next month and she will have no more contact with him until then so that he has time for reflection. Meier says that her statements are justified. He has blocked his thoughts for privacy and does not know why he should make his thoughts known. He tells Semjace that she is nervous and disturbed because all is not clear to her. She asks why she should not be excited when there is danger of losing a good friend. He reminds her that he has said several times he is unable to organize a presentation. Someone else must arrange his lectures for him. He has already written the lectures, but has not done anything further because he does not know how to arrange them. This is simply not among his abilities. Samjay suggests that he groom a member of his group to present the lectures as desired, but Maya says that the member in mind is not willing to present the facts in the harsh manner used by the plagiarians and wants to use more diplomatic language. Samjay insists on using strong language and consults to win the mothership. Tua says that the truth, in its present form, cannot be spread to the great masses or to ignorant crowds of people. Only a few people are important to grow and develop in small circles. So, when the member speaks of us as not being objective, he only speaks for himself as not being objective. By evaluating his arrogant words, it is obvious that he is not aware of our abilities to analyze people. It should be explained to him in great detail that they know him completely as being unable to make objective judgments. Because of this, he feels himself being attacked and hurt in many ways. Tua says that they feel love and warmth for all forms of life, but with him, they must be restrained and prepare him slowly for the love and warmth that he desires very much. To do that, he must first become conscious of the real love before he can expect it from others. If it is not given, he demands it without paying the necessary price for it. Tua says that there are two facts which must be clearly transmitted. First, in no way must it be inferred that the belief in the church should be turned towards Maya, as he interprets it. He must become aware that such expressions have no basis in fact and that he should not say such things. In earlier times, good and duty, conscious human beings have been wrongly called saints, etc. He may be made aware that Maya only carries out the function of a new prophet to announce the truth. Initially, the only factors which may be discussed are, the creation, knowledge of the truth itself, universal love, wisdom and improvement towards the final goal and the spiritual lessons connected with it. Only Maya has that important role, being a mediator and transmitter, but never anything more. The second matter concerns making the man clearly understand that Maya has walked and endured his course of evolution with distinction and without suffering. He may also clearly understand that Maya has worked for his evolutionary jump for nearly 40 hard and troublesome years. Thus, it should be realized that the knowledge objected to by him was obtained by Maya through hard work and labor. It is now up to him to decide whether to go his own way or dedicate himself to their concerns. They cannot and do not want to coerce him in any manner. He may still be aware that the warmth and love of which he has spoken, but unable to find, abundantly exists in all of them. They have voluntarily taken up this mission on Earth to transmit important information in warmth and love to Earth human beings in order to bring worthwhile lessons in knowledge and wisdom. They are obligated to doing this according to creation law. Maya says that Tua's words will bring him pleasure. Tua says that he cannot praise the man when he has not merited it, even though he has expected it. He should realize that praise is not deserved. It must be explained that he needs to confront the matters of fact and not just hide his head in the sand. This may not be pleasant for him to hear, but this is all that Tua can do for him as he has other duties to attend to. He tells Maya to live in peace and that he was delighted to see him again. Maya says that it was his delight as well. Samjay tells him that she has been unjust to him and Maya says that he is not angry about it. Maya prepares a lecture. Samjay expresses her delight to Maya that he and his group are working so hard to prepare the lectures. The plagiarians will be as helpful as possible in these matters by giving impulses to certain people to get in contact with him. That will cause other groups to announce themselves and join his efforts. Some very important contacts should be found in this way as well. Maya's mission. This was a thought transmission initiated by Samjay. She told Maya that she demanded to speak with him, even if it keeps him from his work. His situation for the last few days caused her to transmit her thought to him. They know that he bears a lot of feelings of sadness inside of himself and this pained her. Maya said that he enjoyed hearing her voice, which was soothing to him. He says that she is correct and that he had a big problem that he could not solve by himself. He had asked other people for their views and several women knew of his feelings. But unfortunately, their words were not able to change his feelings. She says that they are sincere human beings and very worthy of love. Samjas confessed that she could not sleep with worries about him. She was able to penetrate his thoughts and feelings because he was no longer able to maintain his blockade while burdened by his problem. They wanted to help him, but were unable to do so. Maya's problem concerned his anti-materialistic nature of not being able to accept help and gifts from others while needing help in order to continue with his mission. Maya concludes that he is being silly and Samjas says that is not so. There are some important facts that he did not know and which could not be expressed in words. He says that this may be so, but asked that they no longer speak of it. He has really drawn his lecture from it. She says that she understands how this lesson has not been easy for him and that he has nearly broken from it. Maya says that what is past, but Samjas says that he is still not calm with his insides in an uproar. He says that everything will pass with time and he has already forgotten the misery. This pleases Samjas and delights Maya as well. Maya announces that he has received new transmissions from out of the Petal sphere. Samjas says that she is aware that the spirit's lessons have been sent a bit earlier than was provided. He says that they are only basic lessons and that he should be able to write interpretations for them. She says that thorough explanations have been the work of every prophet. It is his mission as well to present the explanations in understandable language. Because of this, prophets are educated in great knowledge and wisdom. This mission is charged to him and the lessons are only transmitted to him to provide to Earth human beings. Maya realizes that this will require a lot of work and is told that this is why he has been prepared for existence without having to work for pay. The former event was necessary to occur as it had been foreseen. Genesis, Figure Book. Samjas says that the lost reports of his meeting with Jmanuel contain lessons that Maya should interpret and explain. This is something that he has already begun with his Genesis book. This work will become less for him and unburden him so that he can undertake a new mission. Maya is pleased by this, but says that the others will be disappointed that the original reports will not be retransmitted. Samjas says that they are not of much importance. Only the lessons are important, which will be given to him by Petal. The reports from Asket would have lessons that would have been only partly stated. The mission, defined. Samjas says that the book that Maya is writing each month is judged by all to be very good. But, she asks what would happen if he were no longer able to write it. Evidently, no one else assists him or seems to care about it. It should be possible for it to be written without his help. She gets the impression that everyone takes his work for granted and no one else wants to contribute anything to it. Maya agrees with her and tells about someone that is too busy to help with corrections and says that Maya should do the work because he has the ideas for it. Samjas thinks that this is very silly and not very intelligent. Samjas is also concerned that, although Mr. Jacob has done the corrections, he is not willing to spare any more time for this. Maya thinks that it is better for him to do the work himself than to trouble Mr. Jacob. She says that this opinion honors him, but he should not work all alone. His work is extremely important and everyone must do their best to not neglect any values. It is Maya's mission to preserve everything in proper script for all coming times while others undertake the mission of spreading it and helping in all other ways. Everyone can assemble like-minded people around them and form small groups to help. Maya agrees with her, but asks how he can change those who only want to take and not give. She says his friends can change if they intently occupy themselves with the values in the given lessons and find relief from wrong beliefs. Maya's first lecture, April 21, 1976 in Munich. Maya's first lecture occurred on April 21, 1976 in Munich, Germany. Plots against Maya. Maya is warned that he is being watched. Samjace says that evil entities work for strange powers to accuse Mayer of espionage while others endeavor to deceive him in order to prevent him from disseminating the truth. These evil intending elements belong to religious circles, different secret organizations, the authorities, military, and individuals that want to suppress the truth and destroy it. These elements work against him because with the dissemination of the truth, people could become convinced of deceit. Mayer responds by saying that she gives him fantastic hopes. He had assumed such things because of earlier experiences. But, he says that he does not become excited by such things. Abduction attempts. Mayer had seen a UFO on three different occasions. It was not a Pledger and Beamship, but a small spacecraft that belonged to the rather unkind Jais intelligences. They are very interested in taking control of the Earth for themselves. They endeavor to disrupt the Pledger and mission and even attempt to terminate it. They are a very great danger to Mayer. For months, they have been interested in abducting him in order to prevent him from revealing the truth. They know his background and his mission as a prophet to bring back true spiritual lessons. This is a great menace to them as humans could break away from the wrongful religions and search for the truth. This could jeopardize their imperial plans. To accomplish their aims, they use very dishonest means. They are one of the groups who operate with earthly religions to influence uninitiated people. Through their intrigues, they use influenced people to unconsciously pursue their aims of governing the Earth and mankind, slowly and step by step. They have been pursuing this goal for thousands of years. Their contactees often spread the religious-based heresies, which the deceitful and wicked-minded ones have given to them. They have been very successful in imprisoning humanity in unreal religious doctrine. By secretly working with the wrongful religions, it is their only chance of reaching their objective and appearing as gods and angels. This is their only possibility because they know that if they were to start a world government by force, then people would realize the truth, oppose it, and defend themselves in every possible way. A war would be inevitable, which they could not afford because there are only a few thousand of them. Their technology is very antiquated and they fear earthly explosive weapons. Their only chance rests in being able to push humanity into the last delusion of their religion, appear as gods and angels, and seize control over a world government. They already did this once before in ancient times, but they were expelled again. The possibility of open warfare still exists. It just depends upon whether humanity wants to be reasonable about religion, or not. Pledger and have controlled alien limits. Samjace tells Mayer that for a very long time, they have been endeavoring to end the advance of these intelligences. They are able to keep them in their proper place. But, for some months now, they have tried to kidnap him in order to hamper him from revealing the truth. They hoped that he would be seduced by their craft to go to a suited place where they could kidnap him. She warns him to be careful and not be misled. She says that they monitor these wicked beings, but they are equal to them in several ways and they have had their troubles with them. Mayer is told to exercise extreme caution because they do not shrink from any intrigues. Mayer says that these are really nice expectations and assures her that he will be careful. She replies that he unburdens them in this way. He says that he always has his pistol with him and Samjace remarks that he is very good with it and it is good protection for him. Mayer asks if these matters should not be written down and is told that problems arise if these things are not understood and discussed. Force will only be compensated by force. Force can never be stopped by simply offering peace. Negative matters can never be overcome by positive matters. The laws of nature teach that life must be destroyed if it uses degenerative force to menace others. Chances may also be given to them to be placed in detention away from society and unable to propagate their kind in order to maintain order. The use of force should only be exercised with pure logic and the knowledge of nature's laws. These laws apply in Mayer's case for his protection against the wicked intelligences. She assures him that they will be very attentive to the situation and will attempt to control events. But, it is demanded that he exercise extreme caution and be ready for any eventuality. Caution advised against evil intentions 09, 14, 75. Samjay says that Maya will meet with unreasonable opposition everywhere because those who oppose the telling of the truth strongly endeavor to accuse him of lies, deceit, and everything infamous. The groups and communities that have fallen for the lies of religious and world, government proponents, seek to disturb Maya's work by influencing people to do whatever is ordered of them. They not only use mystically inclined and misled people, but also those with anarchical tendencies. Also involved are extraterrestrial intelligences that want to bring the world under their control. Maya, first assassination attempt. On the previous evening of January 6, 1976, gunfire erupted from a small caliber pistol as the first assassination attempt on Maya's life occurred. But at the last moment, he was saved by a fortunate act. Samjay communicated with Maya telepathically on the next day and expressed sorrow for him. She was surprised to find him in good spirits without any understanding of why she had sorrow for him. When she mentioned yesterday's event, Maya stated that the matter was over for him, he no longer thinks about it, and does not think it worth discussing. Samjay tells him that the matter is of considerable importance and by no means humorous. Quetzal has been watching over him for the last few days and noticed a danger menacing him. He was able to find out the time of the attack. The assassin was not identified because she was protected by some forces and an analysis of the event was not possible. The escape route was a short distance, but then all indications were lost. Intuitive dream warning. Since they were aware of the event in advance, Maya asked if he had learned about it in a dream and was told that an intuitive form of dream was used to warn him. He also asked why they waited until the last minute to intervene in the attempt on his life and was told that if they had intervened sooner, the assassin would not have felt sufficiently guilty and remorseful over the deed and would have simply planned better for another attempt. But, Samjay warned him to be careful because, in the future, they will not always be able to keep the continuous series of coming events under control and he agrees to do so. They still have many other tasks to perform. Maya asked why this fool tried to shoot an iron bee into his skull. Samjay says that further tries for information will be in vain because all contact was lost with this person, but, according to their analysis, the attack took place in defense of a religion. He says that the religious fools are the ones that he fears the least. She asks him to consider the possibility that they may pay others to do their dirty work. He says that they do not bother him either and he does not wish to publicize these foolish events. Samjay says that she wished she owned his nerves, but only an Earth human could have them. She could not understand how, only a fraction of a second after the attack, he was already on the hunt for the shooter. It seems that nature has equipped him with metal springs instead of nerves. Maya attacked at Bactel by Triangulation Unit. Attack at Bactel by Jai's Intelligences. Assassination attempt damaged notebook. This morning, while communicating telepathically with Maya, they saw a man nearby, which caused Samjay to suddenly end their communications and depart the area. Later, when they resumed the contact, Maya asked why she just faded away. She said that they had previously agreed to escape when elements hamper or spy on them and resume their contact later. But, he remained and talked with his friends because he did not know if he would be ordered to go somewhere else. He said that he would have vanished if he knew that she wanted him to. Samjay informed him that there were two men there that she lost contact with when she flew away. She assumed that he would quickly escape and no longer concerned herself about the matter. But, the man shot his small caliber pistol at Maya. The bullet hit his agenda book and ricocheted off of a metal plate that he wore under his clothes. He was prepared for this incident because he had dreamt of this event three times before. Then, the assailant quickly ran away. When he was in a good position, Maya shot the man's straw hat off of his head. But after searching the area, they were unable to find him anywhere. Samjay was calmed by his description and said this was typical of him. Maya said that his wife became angry when she heard of the incident. Sam Jace decided to pick a bundle of quaking grass for his wife and told Maya to pass it along with greetings, love, and a kiss. Secret Brazilian Neo-Nazi Group UFO Attack.